Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Cherry River String Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Train coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't play with guns, but I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. And I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I knew I had it coming. I know I can't be free. Oh, but those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. This prison and that railroad train was mine. I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I will let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
How often do you guys like practicing, hardcore practicing?
Usually about once a month. Depends on the show. If we have a really big show coming up that we need to, you know, work on little things, we'll practice, you know, at least once or twice before the actual show. But we try to get together at least once a month, yeah, if not more.
We send a lot of set lists to each other and like a lot of charts and arrangements so that we can kind of just go over them in our time. You know, we're all pretty proficient in the Nashville number system, so we just send a really quick recording or something and we're like, here's a chart, text it over, load it up to your iPad, you know, and do what you have to do.
So besides this big Red Barn Radio gig, what's your next big gig?
We're actually going to be playing in September at the Poppy Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Moorhead, Kentucky, which is music festival sort of outside of the town, and that's our next big show on their showcase stage, so we're looking forward to that.
Who are some of the modern influences on you guys as far as maybe non-traditional music?
I mean, we're still like young 20s, so we still listen to what everyone else listens to on top of this, I feel like.
So if I grabbed your music player and hit your playlist, give me two songs that would come up.
I feel like it would be like Kendrick Lamar's Humble, probably.
And you got back.
And like some, like probably like, I've been really jamming to the Eddie and Cruiser soundtrack, if you remember that movie. I love that movie. Yeah, so I've been really jamming into that. My parents are from the Jersey Shore, so it's we watched that movie last night, actually, as a family. I feel like it was good.
Me and Will still listen to country music, and Andy hates it, so if he's not with us,
we're like,
yes, we get to listen to country music.
They're talking about pop country music.
That's how about you, Tanner? What would be on your playlist?
Maybe like Rolling Stones, Jason Isbell, stuff like
that. So you guys are influenced by all sorts of genres.
First thing I remember knowing, a lonesome whistle blowing, and a young man's dream growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, no one can raise me right, mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family making mile. My mama seemed to know what laid in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, the bad I kept on turning, no one could raise me right, my mama tried. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could raise me right, my mama tried, mama tried, mama tried.
Started playing at a pretty young age, and that requires generally a lot of sacrifice from mom and dad. Why don't you talk a little bit about the influence your parents had on your musical career?
My parents aren't musicians, but when I was growing up, we always had a lot of music. Always had music going in the house, and my dad, he was in the Navy and he was on submarines, so he was in these confined quarters for like closed in spaces for a long time under depths of water, so he would always bring mixtapes of like Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Hank Jr., Johnny Cash, and play that all while he was there. And he had that when I was growing up, and all kinds of different country music, and that was a big part of when I was really little. But when I started getting older in like middle school, high school, I discovered classic rock, and it was like a whole new world. So my mom kind of brought that in because she listened to more rock and than country, so we had a lot of different kind of stuff in, and then a little bit of blues, a little bit of folk, and so it was always just like a mix of stuff going on. That's when I learned to play guitar.
Thank you.
about you, Tanner? What kind of role did your parents play in your choosing to be a musician?
I'm pretty sure it was my mom's idea to start playing music. I started in middle school, and I don't know if it was, I think they were kind of tired of me wasting all my time playing Guitar Hero. So my mom encouraged me to pick up the guitar. My dad was a musician. He played the drums. So pretty quickly after I picked up the guitar, he went and got a cheap drum set, and we would jam out. And that was kind of my first so-called band experience, was me and my dad and my cousin on bass, just like doing terrible covers of Kiss and Boston and like AC/DC and stuff. So I wasn't planning on picking it up on my own. It was just kind of their encouragement to, I guess they wanted a hobby that was a little more than just pressing buttons on the Guitar Hero. So,
well, I'm glad they had that influence on you. I saw in your bio you also play a little ukulele. Is that true?
I do, yeah. In my other band, I play some ukulele, but I plug it up through like an amp, so I kind of put a little distortion and gain on it and have some fun playing it kind of like an electric guitar, but I play a little bit of uke too.
Callie, I've read that you have just returned from abroad, or recently were abroad.
I have. I just returned 2 weeks ago from Denmark. I was on a 3.5-week tour with a group called the Festival Dancers. They're based out of Berea. So I went with Alice White and Deborah Payne, and we made a little trio and played music for the dancers. So we played square dancing, concert dancing, Danish dancing, pretty much anything you could think of. So, and it was really fun. Enjoyed ourselves.
Well, I heard you mention earlier that a possible date for the Cherry River String Band in Denmark.
Yes, absolutely.
What would that mean to the band to get to have something like that?
That would be amazing. Yeah, we're all for it. I've made enough contacts, I think, now to where I want to set us up something. It'd be a really fun time.
Andy, it says you have 2 bachelor degrees.
I do.
Any plans for a third?
Who's paying? That's the real. I'm down.
You had mentioned that you do some teaching.
Yeah, I teach privately. I love teaching upright. And I teach all the other instruments. I teach guitar. And I teach dobro. And I teach people that already know how to play mandolin, so that if they want to learn a tune off of me or something like that. It's hard. I don't want anyone to play mandolin like I do. So, but if they want to learn tunes, I'll be more than happy to teach them. And I teach voice, and I teach a lot of songwriting, and anything anyone really wants to learn, I'm really down to help and help them get through what they want to get out of it, you know? So, yeah, and I went to Morehead State University and did their traditional music studies program, and I just graduated from that in May. But right before that, 2 years ago, I graduated from Berea College with a degree as well in 2015, I would think. It was about that time. And I've been in school for 6 years and I'm done. Unless someone else, like I said, is paying, I'm down if that's what's going on. There's a scholarship fund.
I'm riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, same old train that brought me here, she'll take me back home again. Darling, you can't love on, darling, you can't love on, you can't love on and have any fun, darling, you can't.
Our guests, the Cherry River String Band, for being with us this evening, which now officially closes out season 15 of Red Barn Radio. So thank you all so much for being with us tonight. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of the Kentucky region in the South.
Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Cherry River String Band.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Callie, Will, Tanner, and Andy for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. the Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Menkel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.